You're listening to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. Thank you so much for being here. It is Thursday. We're having a great day, I hope. Yeah? Good. That's what I thought. Well, I have one of my favorite people on the phone right now, Mr. Julian Loida. You might know him from a previous conversation we had. He is a vibraphonist. He also was one of the wonderful artists who put together a little video for High Plains Public Radio's Folk Alliance Folk Unlocked Showcase. He's a podcaster, a percussionist. You might know him from Nighttree. We play them a lot. We play his music as well from his album Wallflower and some of the subsequent releases. Well, this guy sent me a link to a video that he had put together, and it turns out it's releasing today. So I wanted Julian to come on the air for High Plains Public Radio listeners, and we wanted to discuss this because it's such a beautiful tribute to your grandma. And Julian, welcome back to High Plains Morning.
Oh my gosh, such an honor to be back. It's so fun. It's so fun to share my different worlds with you and see how they kind of come together. And I hope people who maybe follow my work on the other side hear the progression from Nighttree to Wallflower and maybe back to actually pre-Nighttree music and a pre-Nighttree, what got me into that band really, which was finding my roots, which kind of leads us to this new video that I'm releasing.
Well, this video that we're talking about is called My Gentle Harp. And tell us a little bit about what this is and how it relates to your roots.
So Grandma is an immigrant from Belfast, Ireland, and she came over here, and and then I was born eventually, and grew up, and I never even noticed she had an Irish accent. You know, she would come to their soccer games, and people would be like, "Oh, your grandma's Irish." And I was like, "Oh yeah, how'd you say?" They're like, "Well, from the way she talks." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So I grew up kind of immersed in this thing. I grew up in an Irish Catholic parish where just Irish stuff was just everywhere. We celebrated St. Patrick's Day like it was Christmas, the second Christmas. And it was just a big deal, but I didn't really think about it. And I didn't even think I was going to be a musician until much later in life, when I was like 17. So I go to college for music, which is wild. I move out to Boston, just also wild, and I'm still going to school for music. And I discover the Irish music scene. And it's kind of gone, but it's just this folk scene. And then my grandma passes away. And I wasn't able to go to her funeral because I had this huge project that I was doing where I had probably 15 to 20 artists that I was leading. I was playing, curating this big show. And through talking with my parents, we decided that I would stay and miss the funeral in order to do this. And, you know, I just remember my mom saying, like, your grandma would want you to stay and do this, you know. And so I did, and in the weeks following, I realized how big of a moment I missed, and I maybe missed my chance to really grieve. I didn't realize everything that had really happened. It was the first time in my, like, you know, adult life that a grandparent had passed. And growing up, my grandma and I didn't actually have the closest relationship in the world. She was actually pretty vocal about her favorite grandson and her favorite child, which were neither my mom or I. She really loves Patrick and my brother Aaron and my little brother Harry. But what's happened is she's left something on me, which is this Irish heritage. And so to try to connect the story, she passed away. And the day she died, I learned this Irish funeral ballad called My Gentle Harp. And I had always wanted to perform this piece and learn it. And it wasn't until she died that I finally did it. And so it's this kind of piece of remembering our elders and spending time and reflecting on it, but also to push us to not wait until they're gone to, you know, be there and celebrate them and our heritage. So I love the Irish folk ballad. I arrange it on the vibraphone and I post it online. And that was sort of my gift and part of my process. And I started playing that on my recitals and my shows. And then 6 months later, maybe 5 months later, I run into people who would later become Nighttree, and that brings me into the folk world and the Irish folk world. We record two albums produced by Seamus Egan, my solo albums produced by Maeve Gilchrist. I meet Winifred Horan from Solas, is Nighttree's ensemble coach. You know, I meet Brian O'Donovan. I start assistant producing Brian O'Donovan's shows. I become the manager, or the curator and manager of the Boston Celtic Music Festival. Like, all of a sudden, Irish American culture becomes even more embedded in my work life and in my music and artistic life. all the while, my grandpa saw none of it. And but it was always wild to be opening for Solas on St. Patrick's Day and be like, if my grandma saw me now, she would lose her mind. And so all this happened, and then the pandemic happened, and I had this recording of this vibraphone piece. So I approached an Irish dancer who I knew would be perfect, Kieran Jordan, who's an amazing choreographer and dancer. And I told her these stories in a longer version, and she listened and took it on. And she tried to choreograph to it, and she hit a wall. And then she came to me and said, we need to make a film about this, and you need to speak this story into the world, and you need to go for it. You need to write a script, and we need to make a film. And so we did. You know, a couple of us got tested, and we went and filmed Kieran dance. Then we edited for about over a month straight and came up with this work. And it's just a total, you know, putting out in the world this story, which is super personal, super specific, but what's been so fun is how universal it is. On one level, for musicians who don't get to be there for their family's funerals or family events because of their work. There's one level of that. I think the other level is that, you know, during the pandemic, we've had hundreds of thousands of people die, and so many of those families can't mourn the loss of their loved ones. They can't bury them. They can't go see them. We can't travel. We can't gather. And so there's a timeliness to this sense of an ode to those who've lost loved ones and during these times and not being able to grieve and to find other ways to grieve. So this piece for me is a process of grieving, and it will come out today on the 5-year anniversary of her death. So that is a bit of the story.
Well, it's a beautiful video. It's so fascinating to see the choreography, the interpretation that Kieran puts together, and it's just it works so beautifully with the composition that you have on there. And you said it's a traditional ballad, but you've kind of filtered it through. You've kind of done a change to it. Obviously, celebrations in Irish, you know, as far as having like Irish wakes, Catholic wakes. I'm half Irish. I'm half Sicilian. It's one of the only things my parents' families had in common is with Catholicism, where the death is a party. It's a big food fest. Yeah. It's a big drink fest. It's family. It's healing. And you're right. The pandemic has taken that completely away. And that's really hard for people that have those, you know, cultural celebrations that are very, you know, major key. They are very positive. What's it been like to have a 5-year reflection where you're finally able to put this together and give it as a tribute to the world for your grandma?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. That's a great question. It has been a lot of tears, honestly. Like, you know, every time I practice that piece, you know, I come to the end of it and it always felt like I was saying goodbye, you know, over and over again. Every time I practiced it and performed it for my family. And then it was going through this process of making this piece, writing the script, hearing myself speak the script, you know, and then re-recording, editing, watching the video for the first time, you know, going through all the edits. And so for me, it's been such a release. And now it's just, I feel so comfortable with it. Whereas now I'm putting it out to the world, and I shared it with my family last weekend and my grandpa, and to have their positive response means so much. But now they're going through it again, and now they're going through it in a new way, and they're going through it hearing a specific story, you know, unfiltered in many ways. And so for me, it's kind of like I'm handing it off to everyone else now, which is, it's interesting to watch them sort of go through what I've been going through this process. But it can feel cliche to create art to process grief, but it just works. It just does.
Now, the video is releasing today. I do encourage everyone to go check it out. We just heard the audio from the video, and that's you doing the narration, but you have to see the video because the Kieran Jordan, her choreography and interpretation of the piece is just really beautiful. Now, tomorrow you've got the music actually coming out. You're going to have that released, and it's three different audio clips. Can you tell us what those are going to be?
Yeah, so the first track is whole project centered around. So it's just the vibraphone piece, this My Gentle Harp Irish ballad, funeral ballad arranged for the vibraphone. So it's just that piece. The second part of that little EP is the full audio from the video that you can listen to and hear with this sort of poetic script of me reading with some piano interludes. with a reprise at the end. And then the final track is the same as track one, except put through some filters that are very kind of vintagey. It's what's used at the very end of the little mini film. And so I wanted to put that out as well as just an option for a different color. And if you're into the streaming, I hope you save it to your playlist. And if you're on Bandcamp or check out my website, you're able to find it there as well.
What was it that made you select My Gentle Harp? I'm sure there were a lot of different, you know, funeral, Celtic funeral songs that you could have gone with.
So I'll be honest, didn't know a lot about the music. I know a lot about specifics of the music. But I had a friend who was a classical guitarist, and I had years before, maybe 2 or 3 years before, he had shown me this piece. I listened to it, I was like, wow, that's amazing. I want to learn to play that sometime. And I had that music printed out and just like in my folder at school. And it was just like, when was I going to get around to it? And so it was never a choice between different ballads. It was always going to be that piece. It just was a when would I get to it? And it was, in a sense, too late. But then, in a sense, it was at exactly the right time, as the story would not have happened any other way if anything would have been different. But so for me, it wasn't a catalog. It was that very specific piece that I was really drawn to, that I knew I wanted to play. And it wasn't until she passed away that day that I found out that I learned that specific piece, and put it up online and you know, said, this is my dedication and this is part of my processing. And the doing that led me to, you know, the Nightree groups and all these Irish musicians and learning more about the music. But that single piece was my entry into this whole world.
It's interesting to think that this all started with you feeling like, you know, a possible like missed connection with her and inability to attend her funeral. And yet it seems like everything beyond that has just informed this path toward what her legacy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine every time you interact with this piece or interact with Celtic music in general, you have to feel a piece of her with you and a, you know, re-experiencing of her presence in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And towards the end of her life, she was so like loving and like, oh, Julian, you're going to be famous, you know, and just, oh, you're going to write me a symphony someday. And all this stuff of just like so proud. And she was always just saying these things that I just never believed. And to see some of them come true in some way is pretty amazing. And it just feels like I just wish she could see it. Wish she could be here to see it. And that's what kind of gets me choked up of just, man, if she knew, because she was already so proud of me and I had done nothing, you know, at that point. And she still treated me as if she was in what I've seen, you know, what I'm doing today. And if she knew, she would just be out. She just, you know, she just would be freaking out.
You know, who's to say, though? I mean, the fact that she was kind of like, you know, presaging what was going to happen with you, maybe she is aware. I mean, honestly, it's like, it seems too freaky that, you know, this was going to be something that informed, you know, that you don't just suggest that. If I did half the things people told me, oh, you're going to do this, it's like, nope, definitely not going to do that. You know, it just, I don't know. Who knows? Who's to say? After this year, anything's possible, right?
Absolutely. Well, and from some of the events, so after she passed away, I learned that I did have family, distant family in Ireland who were professional musicians who had played in Boston a bunch and played in the U.S. And then more recently, after sending the video, I learned that they were friends with Kieran, and Kieran knows them.
Whoa.
So this full circle happened, and in the last couple of days, it's truly mind-blowing, and Kieran and Connell have performed together, and so there's just been this coming together of like, wow, I wasn't sure if I'm in the right place, and I didn't even know if I really always felt like I belonged in the Irish scene, because as a drummer and percussionist, not playing the board and not knowing those things, but when it has a role, and feeling like, oh, maybe I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, and maybe I am actually fully connected to my roots, and my roots are, you know, guiding me every step forward. And that is just an unbelievable feeling, and a whole other level of feeling grounded that would have never happened if I'd never made this piece. So it's crazy the things in the world and things that can happen.
And now you have to start working on the symphony for your grandma.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Well, this has been such a delight. I love seeing the creativity that's coming out of struggling musicians, people making lemonade out of some of the worst lemons that could have been handed to people who rely on public performance during a year plus amount of, you know, time where you just can't go do that. And so I'm so grateful to see that you've taken what normally you're audio, you've got a podcast, you do music, now you've got this video going on, and I hope you continue on that journey, because, you know, being able to see things and connect with them visually when here we are stuck in our little tiny worlds, it does make kind of a difference, in my opinion. I love when people put out their videos with their music.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful, and it's kind of wild too, because St. Patrick's Day, especially in this community, everything shut down right before St. Patrick's. And so, and with my grandma's 5-year anniversary and everything, it's a very just coming together of things. But yeah, it has been so hard to not be able to perform. But, you know, film and video, taking more steps in that direction and more storytelling through that medium. And I thank Kieran Jordan for pushing me and encouraging me to do that. And very explicit, you know, we had that conversation. She's like, you know, this is what artists need to do now. This is the role and the outlet that we have, and we need to use it. You know, that is what she told me, and so we did it. We went for it. And this is the first time I've done this. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy and proud of the team and everything we've made with it.
My Gentle Harp is out today. The video, we will put a link up on the HPPR website when we post about this. And, of course, tomorrow you can check out all that music on Julian Loida's Bandcamp. Julian, thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of this community. I hope you got a lot out of the Folk Alliance, because, man, there are so many Celtic musicians and Irish musicians in that group, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for having me and for allowing me to come on and talk about this story. And my grandma, I know she's so proud, and yeah, it means a lot.
All right, to Bridget. This one goes out to Bridget.